Today is Masech Tanin Daf Chaf Tes. I'd like to discuss an issue which has its source on this stuff. The issue is, let's deal with a shayla. Firstly, I have to go in steps. A shayla is one, have a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maestros. Eretz Yisrael is snuggy, and Eretz Yisrael the mafresh trumas and maestros. You don't give it to a kohen to eat because we don't have any kohen miyuchasim. But let's say you're not planning on eating the food. You have fruits and vegetables, and it's just for show. You have fruits and vegetables you're putting on the table. You have some very distinguished guests that are coming, and they're not going to eat the fruits and vegetables. Just you want to make it look nice. Is there an inyan to be mafresh trumas and maestros from fruit? And vegetables, midrabanan, that you have no desire or no plan to eat. Let's take a step back. If you have an animal walking around, there's a mitzvah of shechita. You have a mitzvah to slaughter the animal. To make shechita, you make a bracha. There's a mitzvah. Are you mechuyif to slaughter the animal to be mekayim the mitzvah of shechita? Absolutely not. If you want to eat the meat of the animal, then you have no choice but to perform shechita. But no one's telling you, if you don't want to eat the animal, you can live your whole life. I'm not interested. I don't want to eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not going to eat meat. I have no desire. You have no obligation whatsoever to slaughter an animal. If you want to eat the meat, then you have to do shechita. That's the basic yisod. That everyone agrees to. There's no mitzvah to look for opportunities to do shechita. If you want to eat meat, oh, I want to eat meat. Sorry, buddy, you have to do shechita. You have to do the mitzvah of shechita if you want to eat the meat. But you don't have an obligation to get up. It looks like you have an obligation to get up in the morning. You have to put on tefillin. You got to do it. You don't have an obligation to get up in the morning and go and seek out an animal. Kill the slaughter. What about trumas and maestros? You have in front of you fruits and vegetables. I have no desire to eat them. I'm not interested. Am I still mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maestros, to separate truma and give it to the kohen, the levi? Is there an obligation to do so? It's a very big dilemma. It's not. There is no clear answer. The arayas, maybe yeah, maybe not. It's like shechita. If I want to eat the fruits and vegetables, then I can't eat it. It's tenel. I can't eat it until I give it to the kohen, until I mafresh trumas and maestros, I separate trumas and maestros. Or maybe not. Maybe even though I have no plan of eating, it's in my refrigerator, I'm not going to eat it, I don't kill it, it's spoiled, I'm not interested, it's going to go in the garbage, it's leftovers. You have a mitzvah in front of you. You have a mitzvah in front of you to separate what you have and to give the kohen, levi, and so on and so forth. This question, I don't have an answer. It appears that there is no clear answer to this question. Some say yes, some say not. Let's work for the moment with the assumption. Everything I'm telling you now basically comes from the Chashukei Chemet, from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, a very beautiful piece. Not everything, some parts of this come from the Hamasifta, also has a piece on this topic. But let's say, let's work now with the assumption that you do have an obligation to be mafresh trumas and maestros. Okay, you have an obligation. Let's say you have a son that you have in front of you, Sofek Orla. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat fruits and vegetables, fruits, because Orla, that's halach. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the tree. You have in front of you fruit, you're not sure. Maybe it's Orla, maybe it's not Orla. If it's not Orla, then I, what would you do with it? Then you would be obligated, then it would be regular fruit. And what do you do with regular fruit? You separate truma and mice. Now, can I eat it? Practically speaking, can I eat this item which is suffic orla, suffic not orla? No, because it might be orla. So here we have, I've created for you a situation which is relevant to our question. You have in front of you fruit. The fruit is Safek Arla. If it's Arla, there is no obligation whatsoever to separate Shum and Maisa, because Arla, you do not separate Shum and Maisa from fruit that has grown during the first 3 years. But if this fruit is not Arla, then let's work now with the assumption that you do have an obligation to separate it as Truma Maaser. But can I eat it after I separate the Truma and Maaser? Am I permitted to eat it? Of course not, because it might be Arlo. Okay, so this is a situation where I'm not going to eat it. It's like leftover fruit and vegetable. I have no desire to eat. I'm allergic. I'm not going to eat it. Do I have an obligation to be Mafresh, Truma, and Maaser? So if you tell me, let's assume yes, so I'll be Mafresh on the possibility that it's not Arlo, but I'm not going to eat the leftovers. Now we're going to go one step further. It's Shabbos. Am I allowed to separate the Truma and Maaser from this item, which is Suffolk Arlo, on Shabbos?
No.
Now, normally on Shabbos, you're not allowed. There's no disagreement. On Shabbos, you are not permitted to separate Truma and Maaser. The reason why you may not do this on Shabbos is because it's an Isser and Bidrabon, it's Misaking. It's like you are repairing. You are fixing something. Now an object is forbidden, and by separating Truma and Maaser, it has been rectified. It's useful. It's edible. I'm allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be misaking something on Shabbos, even a spiritual tikkun of Truma and Maaser. But here's my dilemma. In this situation, I'm anyway not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it because it's Suffolk Arlo. So it's not a practical tikkun. It's a theoretical tikkun. And let's assume that even though I have no desire to eat it, there is still, it's not like Shechita, there is a mitzvah to be Mafresh, Truma, and Maaser. It's a very important mitzvah. We're going to work with that approach. It's not clear, but let's assume that for the moment. There's a mitzvah. If you have in front of you Truma and Maaser, even though you're allergic, you're not going to eat, you have no desire to eat it, there's a mitzvah for you to immediately be Mafresh, Truma, and Maaser.
You still with the oral occasion?
Yes.
But isn't it
muksa?
You can't touch it.
No, it's not. Let's assume that it's not muksa. You can use a tzakufa mukana, a paperweight. Let's put the arla, the muksa. You don't have to even touch it to be Mafresh. You don't have to touch it. You can be Mafresh. Okay, yeah, you're asking a technical question. I'm not prepared for this question. I don't know the answer. I'm sure we can figure out a solution to that question. But let's put that aside for now. The muksa issue. The muksa issue we'll put aside. So let's review our dilemma. We're working with the assumption that you have an obligation. There's a mitzvah deraisa to be Mafresh something even though you have no desire to eat it. In this situation, we have in front of us Suffolk Arlo. And therefore, the bottom line is you're not going to eat it because you're not allowed to eat Suffolk Arlo. But it might be not Arlo. If it's not Arlo, there might be a mitzvah to Mafresh Truma Maaser. Normally, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma Maaser on Shabbos because on Shabbos you are rectifying, you're being misaking. But here, the tikkun that I'm going to accomplish is not a practical tikkun because I'm still not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So what's the answer? So the answer comes, well, good portion of the answer comes from today's daf. Daf Choftes in Amabez in Nida, discussing one of the most complex Gemarist calculations in Mesechti. We're not going to calculation, but what is the Gemara's idea, the theme of the Gemara, those who learn the daf Yomi, is we have a woman, I'll read the words of Gemara, Isha Sheyatzisa Malaya, a woman leaves town, Malaya, she's pregnant. She leaves town, she's pregnant. Ubore Kanis. She goes on vacation. She comes, she leaves pregnant. She comes back. She's not pregnant anymore. What happened to the baby? Where did the baby go? Ve'hevia lefaneinu shloisha and shavuim toharin ve'asar shavuos. No, that's really different. Asar shavuos echa tamiv yecha tohar. Mishameshes lo'ar shloishim v'chani v'fachad. To make a long story short, she comes back, the baby is missing, and she wants to know if she had a miscarriage. Basically, when she was away, she had a miscarriage. The baby came out and disappeared. It didn't just disappear, the baby, we don't even have the fetus. The Gemara's case is, and Alman Aleph is where she was going through the river. She was swimming in the ocean. And while she was swimming, she had a miscarriage. So the baby was taken away by the current. She never even saw what came out. Maybe it was a nephel if it was a nafel, there is no tumas leida. Maybe it was a bar ben kayama. It was a real viable fetus, and then she would be obligated to observe the din of nida, the laws of yoledes, which means that she's tameya for zohar. She's tameya for 7 days, and if she in the keva, she's tameya for 14 days. But depending on the nafel, it's not a bar kayama. Not a ruach. I'm sorry, ruach. Not a nafel. Let's say it was not a nafel. It was a ruach. It wasn't even a child. It was just a bloatation. Some type of abnormality, and it wasn't a child. And to make matters worse, she doesn't know if she was a zava. Now today, we're not familiar with these things, because today, every time a woman sees blood, she treats herself minatara as a zava gedoyla, which means she needs to observe zayinikim. But at the time of the Gemara, that was not the time of the Torah, and the time of Chazal, it was not the case. And the only time a woman needs to observe 7 clean days, if she sees blood for 3 days in a row, after the 7 days of nida. There's like an 18-day cycle. Not that there's not a 30-day cycle, but there's an 18-day calculation. We don't need to go through all the details. And just to make the matters work, this woman is totally confused. Totally confused. She doesn't know if she gave birth to a nafel, which would require, and if she did give birth to an AFL, there are two possibilities. Either she's tmeya for 7 days, like a zohar, or for 14 days, like in a keva. What does she do when she finishes her tumah? She goes to mikvah. Then what happens for a zohar? She is tahara for 33 days. What does she do when she finishes her mei tahara? After she goes to mikvah. Maybe she was in the... What? The Gemara adds that point in. You need it for the Gemara. Okay, well, let's assume that. I want to make this more as complex as possible. And let's say she was in a keva. Then after 14 days, she goes to mikvah, and then 66 days to tahara, and then she goes to mikvah. But maybe she didn't give birth to a child. Maybe she gave birth. Maybe it was a ruach ba'alma. And the ruach ba'alma, when she sees blood, she's a nida. She's a nida. She goes to mikvah 7 days later. Maybe she was a zava. A zava means she has to observe 7 clean days. After 7 clean days, then she goes to mikvah. Maybe she was a zava and a yoledes, which means that after she counts to seven days of leda for a zachar, she has to count 7 days. 7 days for ziva. In other words, we have so many possibilities. There are so many possibilities. This woman is so confused. And if you're a zava, she goes to mikvah by day. If she's a nida, she goes to mikvah at night. Talking time of the Gemara, all of these differences. And also what's critical to know is, there is one thing that's certain. There is a mitzvah according to Beis Shammai to go to mikvah at the earliest possible time. You just can't wait until everything, all the sefekas are over, and then go to mikvah once. You're losing out on a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go to mikvah the earliest possible time. So Beis Shammai says here in the Gemara, this woman who doesn't know if she gave birth to a child or not, and even if she gave birth to a child, she does not know if it was a zachar or a keva, and is not sure maybe she was also a zava gedola, or maybe she was only a nida. We have so many confusing possibilities, and doesn't know the time when this happened. This could have happened last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. We don't even know all the different times when this could have happened. So she has no choice, and there's an obligation to go to mikvah at the earliest possible time. To solve all of her problems, he makes a calculation. She goes to mikvah 95 times. That's the Gemara. 95 times. Yoledes, Zohar, Nikeva, Yimei Tahoira, Nida, not Nida, Zava, Nida, Zava, Nida, Zava, Yoledes. Okay, so this is a whole topic. I take a whole day to go through all the details of this case. Every Gemara, there are charts, all different charts. Charts get you more confused than discussing even outside. I thought Isha Shiyatsa Malaya, Barbara Khanis, Vivila Fanani, which goes on, the Gemara goes on to say, Beshamai says, and it says, so umat bilin oisot tishin v'chomesh tfilos, 95 times, divrei Beis Shammai. Okay, here's the problem. Let me tell you one more piece of information, and then we'll finish very, very quickly. We saw this very quick. It's not going to take long. One more piece of information. Bizman hazeh. Does a woman go to mikvah bizman hazeh Friday night? Yes. Right? Women go to mikvah bizman hazeh Friday night. All the preparations have to be done Friday afternoon, and a woman goes to make Friday night. That's not so simple, you should know. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Masechta Beya. The Gemara Masechta Beya says that according to Beis Shammai, it is categorically forbidden for a person to go to mikvah on Shabbos. Because going to mikvah, you are being masakin, it's tikkun. Just like you're not allowed, categorically forbidden, to be mafresh Truman Meiser on Shabbos. No one would dare be mafresh Truman Meiser. Why not? Because right now the food is tevel. It's aser. Misa b'dei shamayim. Serious business. Food that is not, you have not separated Truman Meiser. You don't play around with this. This is misa b'dei shamayim to eat such food. And now you separate the truma. Here, Kohen, take yours. Levi, take yours. I've accomplished, I get a Nobel Prize for this. You've accomplished a major feat. It's misakin. Misakin is also on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says for a woman to go to mikvah, for a man to go to mikvah on Shabbos? What kind of thing is this? What greater tikkun is this? Until now, she's also to her husband. Now she's mutter to her husband. You're not allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can go. We are samech on Beis Hillel. Why? Who says you're going to the mikvah because you want to be masakin? Maybe you want to take a shower, you want to take a bath. Yeah. Take a bath, lahoker. It's a hot day. It's a cool day, a hot day. You're cooling off. So if you're cooling off, why are you going to the mikvah over here? Okay, that's a separate preparation. That's a separate preparation. And why are you paying so much money and all this, all the preparations? Yeah, that's not a cash. That's not a cash. Otherwise, halacha lemaisa, that's the halacha. It's not absolutely, no, but really the truth is a woman has pleasure. A person goes to the mikvah. Yeah, pleasure. Going to a mikvah, it's a pleasurable experience. Just because did you also be masakin?
In the old days of winter, it's ice cold and you barely get in, that's pleasure.
It's a pleasurable experience, k'day l'hoker. You can't say not. You can't say not. Okay, you go to mikvah. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. K'day l'hoker. And that is what Beis Hillel says. So if it happens to be you also misaking yourself, derech agav, halacha looks the other way. It's okay. We are soimich on the shita of Beis Hillel. A woman can go to mikvah, men go to mikvah, no problem. Just make sure you don't violate halach, squeezing towels, so on and so forth. All those halach, special halachas. But it's okay because it's not muchach, you're going l'shem tikkun. Beis Shammai disagrees. That's clear. Beis Shammai says it is forbidden. Beis Shammai would not approve of what goes on in this world today. It's forbidden. Beis Shammai here is the author of our Gemara. Beis Shammai, at least one of them, says that a woman goes to mikvah. Here, this woman who is confused, is suffering from confusion, goes to mikvah 95 times. Okay. Therapy. Right. Therapy for confusion is to go to mikvah 95 times.
Beis Hillel says 35 times, but the principle...
Okay, the Beis Shammai says, along comes the Pnei Yeshua, along comes the Aruch Lener, along comes... It's a very, very good question. Fascinating question. How could this woman go to mikvah 95 times according to Beis Shammai? You learn the calculations. The Gemara, those 95 times include going to mikvah on Shabbos. It says in the Gemara 95 times. No one disagrees that 95 times include Shabbos. We're going through the days, all the sekas. No one's going to make calculations. Shabbos, we're going straight. Okay, we're going straight through the time. 95 times include many Shabbosos. But Beis Shammai says, you don't go to mikvah on Shabbos. It's misakin. What's going on here? So some want to say, I saw this answer, I forgot who says the answer. Beis Shammai doesn't mean mamish 95. This is theoretical calculations. Enochanami, the Shabbosos, she doesn't go because you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. It means theoretically, if it was Shabbos, wouldn't it be a problem you would go 95 times? No, it's an answer. But the Aruch Lener, the Pnei Yeshua, and a lot of others give a murdika answer, which is very, very much negeah. It's very much important halacha lemaisa, that what she's going to mikvah on Shabbos, she's being misaking herself. Is she now mutter to her husband? No. She goes to mikvah because there's a mitzvah to go to mikvah. But practically speaking, did she accomplish anything? No. There's two types of tikkun. There's a tikkun in mitzvah, and there's where the tikkun is such a tikkun in the mitzvah, it accomplishes something that's practical. Can the woman be she mutter l'bala? No. She's not mutter l'bala till after time number 95. So all the time she goes to mikvah Shabbat, she's going because it's a mitzvah to go to mikvah the earliest possible time. She's being masakin herself in that fashion. But being that it's not a practical tikkun, doesn't accomplish anything real, that it's only misafik, that is not based. Shammai agrees that such a type of tikkun is mutter on Shabbos. So now let's go back to our shaila. Our shaila was
number 95 is on Shabbos.
Oh, you're right. That's a very good point. Then according to Beis Shammai, you would not be allowed. Excellent. You would not be allowed to. You're right, because that's practical. Very good after meeting. Now let's go back to our shaila. What was our shaila? You have Sofik Arla. Tshuva, we're assuming it's not like Shechita. Shechita, you don't have to do Shechita. Tshuva, you have in your refrigerator Tshuva Semaish, a tevel? And you're not going to eat it? You can throw in the garbage? So what? You have to get up. Mafish, Tshuva Meiser. But I'm not going to eat it. So what? You're not going to eat it. Do it. I have now in the refrigerator Arla, Suffolk Arla. Am I going to eat the Suffolk Arla? Definitely not. I'm not going to eat it. But it might not be Arla. Maybe it's really not Arla. If it's not Arla, it's a mitzvah. And it's Shabbos. Can I do it? You're not allowed to be Mafish, Tshuva Meiser on Shabbos. But here my hafrosh is not going to accomplish anything practical because I still won't be able to eat it. So it's just like the case of Nida. Just like the case of Nida, she's allowed to go to the mikvah even though Mishai categorically says you're not going to mikvah because even though it's a tikkun, it's a mitzvah, but you're not accomplishing anything practical here as well. You're not accomplishing anything practical because being that it's still Sofik Arla, you can't eat it. That's very nice. That's why. However, not everyone agrees. There's one major difference. The major difference is by Anita, when she goes to mikvah, she accomplishes absolutely nothing in the practical sense. Nothing. She was also labala. She was din of safek tameya before, after the same thing. Here, let's give you let's say a choila. A choila shein by sakana. He needs this. He needs this fruit. Suffolk Arla, Suffolk not Arla, Tevel, he's allowed to eat it. Before he eats it, should he be Mafish Shuma, let's say during the weekday, should he be Mafish Shuma Meiser? Absolutely. Because right now, it's categorically Asa. There are two Averis, two. It's either Arla, which is a very great sin, and if it's not Arla, it's definitely Tevel. So Manavshach, it's sin. Wherever you look, you're in trouble. If I'm mafresh truma and meiser, I've reduced the severity of the sin. If it's arla, no, I accomplished nothing. But if it's not arla, at least I took off the din tevel. I've at least taken off the din tevel. So you did have accomplished something practical, at least a little bit. If you're a healthy person, okay, you're not. But you've at least accomplished something for sure in the world of reality where you've taken off, you've definitely taken off one potential sin. Is that enough of a chilek? That should be mechalek to the case of the... That's all the point I want to make. That's all we really finish. Let's review the bullet points. We have here a case of shchita. Shchita, there is no mitzvah. Afrosh tumas semaisras, if you're not going to eat it, it's machlekes. Let's assume you is mutter. We have the case of arla. Suffolk arla, so practically speaking, you're not going to eat it. But you want to be mafresh tumas semaisras just being sure. Anyway, because the mitzvah. And it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not going to be mafresh because it's tikkun. But here, there is no practical tikkun. But there's a partial tikkun because at least you're taking off one potential avera. What's the source for this question? Neither. Choftes, a woman. Yoledes, not Yoledes. Zocha, nekeva. Nida, Zava, what does she do? Beis Shammai, 95 times. Beis Shammai says, a woman not allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos. What's going on? Ein hachanami, Shabbos, we don't mean Shabbos. We mean theoretically. Or, she can go to mikvah on Shabbos. Because Beis Shammai holds it's not practical. Oh, not practical? It's not a practical thing, it's mutter? You're also with mutter. But maybe not, because there is completely not practical. Here, you're at least cutting away at one avera. That's the dilemma. And what is the answer? There is no answer. These are the issues.